So let's review. The Mishnah earlier ruled, Eivarim shepoku b'al gabei mizbeach, koyim chatzos yachzer, la'achar chatzos lo yachzer. If limbs of a carbon fell off the mizbeach before midnight, they must be returned because they're not yet considered consumed by the fire. But if they fell off after midnight, they need not be returned because they are already considered consumed by the fire. The Gemara cites a related machloikis. Pirshu koyim chatzos v'chziran achar chatzos. If the Eivarim fell off the mizbeach before chatzos, but were only returned after chatzos. Rabba amar chatzos sheini oichlasim. They only are considered consumed at chatzos of the following night, and until then must be returned onto the mizbeach if they fell off again. Chizda amar amur hashachar oichlasim. They are considered consumed at alois hashachar because of ma chatzos shein oiselina oiseikul amur hashachar shoiselina in the din shoiseikul. If chatzos, which does not disqualify karbanos for being left overnight, renders a varm to be considered consumed, amur hashachar, which does disqualify karbanos for being left overnight, certainly should render the varm to be considered consumed. And the Gemara proceeds with another machlekes Rabbi Rav Chizda. Pirshu koyim chatzos v'chzirin la'achar amur hashachar. If the varm fell off the mizbeach before chatzos, but were only returned after daybreak. Rabba Amar, Chatzos Shein Echlasen. They're only considered consumed at Chatzos of the following night, and until then, must be returned onto the Mizbeach if they fell off again. Rav Chizda Amar, Ein Behen Ikul Lo'olam. They're never considered consumed because only the first Amud HaShachar renders them consumed, and so they must always be returned to be burned no matter when they fall off the Mizbeach. The Gemara explains, B'Shmeinim. These machlekes pertain only to particularly fatty limbs which are not rendered as consumed at the first Chatzos. Therefore, Rabbi and Rav Chizda disagree when they are rendered as consumed. However, regarding ordinary limbs, the Gemara rules kol heichad mishakilahu mishabilahu ikul. They are rendered as consumed no matter where they are, even if they are not on the mizbeach at the time. And so Rashi explains, pirshu koyim chatzos harehin ikul bechatzos vafil hechzirun lachar chatzos. The first chatzos renders them consumed, and it makes no difference whether they were returned to the mizbeach before or after chatzos. The Gemara next discusses a varm shalon bereisha shal mizbeach lo yerdu. Limbs that were left overnight on the mizbeach are not removed because hashda lonu ba'azara amrit lo yerdu bereisha shal mizbeach mibaya. If they would have become disqualified by being left overnight in the azara and then placed on the mizbeach, we do not remove them. Certainly, if they were on the mizbeach overnight, then not removed. However, the Gemara inquires, Yerdu, if these Evarm Shalon Bereish HaMizbeach were subsequently taken off the Mizbeach, may they be returned onto the Mizbeach? Perhaps, Linama Elis Bereish HaMizbeach, because Lekarkam and Minan. They became possible Linam by being left overnight even on the Mizbeach, and now that they came off, they may not be returned, because the top of the Mizbeach is comparable to the Azara in this regard. Or, perhaps, Einama Elis Bereish HaMizbeach, because Leshulcha Medaminallah. They do not become possible in on top of the Mizbeach, and they may be returned because the top of the Mizbeach is comparable to the Shulchan. And the Mishnah rules, Afilehin al Shulchan Yomim Rabim, Ein Bekach Klum. Even if the Lechem Apan was left on the Shulchan for an extended period and was not removed after 1 week, they do not become disqualified. Rabba ruled, Ein Lein Bereish HaMizbeach. They do not become disqualified. However, Rava Le Kibla Minei, Rava did not accept this ruling, as we see from the following Machlekes. Evarm Shalonu Ba'azara, Mekata V'Hilach Kalalayla. If limbs were left overnight in the Azara, they can be burned all night, but only until daybreak. But, Lam Bereish HaMizbeach, Mekata V'Hilach La'ilam. If they were left overnight on the Mizbeach, they can be burned at any time, even after daybreak. However, Yerdu, they were then removed from the Mizbeach, Rava Amar Yalu, Rava Amar Lo Yalu. Rabba says they are returned, but Rabba says they're not returned because they became possible lina even on the Mizbeach. The Mishnah concludes, Kishem Shemizbeach Mekadosh as a roloi, Kacha Kevish Mekadosh. Just as the Mizbeach sanctifies disqualified karbanas, so too the ram sanctifies these karbanas and they're not removed. And Kishem Shemizbeach by Kevish Mekadoshin as a rolohen, Kacha Kelo Mekadoshin. Just as the Mizbeach and the Kevish sanctify disqualified karbanas, so too the utensils used in the Mikdash sanctify karbanas. The Gemara cites a braisa which teaches the sources for the above halacha. A mizbeach mekadosh is derived from the pasuk called negeya b'mizbeach yikdosh. Hakevish mekadosh is derived from the pasuk v'kedashtes ha-mizbeach, and the word es includes the kevish. And hakelu mekadoshim is derived from the pasuk called negeya b'hem yikdosh. And the Gemara elaborates that hakelu mekadoshim can be understood in two ways. It certainly refers to pidyon, as Rashi explains, kigam minchas temeya shekidja b'klisharis kedja kedushas aguf. The flower of a mincha, once it's placed into a klei sharis, cannot be redeemed. However, there's a machlekes Reb Yechon and Rish Lakish where the klei sharis maushi katra es apsul l'ketchila likariv. Yechon holds that the Mishnah also means to say that the klei sharis sanctify disqualified karbanas to allow them to be offered on the mizbeach. For example, dam shekibla psul. if a disqualified person received the dam of a carbon into a klisharis, a qualified kohen may then perform the zrika even like a tchila, because the dam was niskadish b'kli. While Rish Lakish questions that perhaps the Mishnah does not refer to this case, and the zrika may not be done like a tchila because the dam is posel, and only b'diyeved dam shekibla psulin inam shezarka psulin im alu lo yerdu. If the zrika was done, the halacha of im alu lo yerdu applies. The Gemara inquires, Avram Mizbeach k'mizbeach dami, oy Avram Mizbeach lav k'mizbeach dami. If a carbon is over the airspace of the Mizbeach, is it as if it's on the Mizbeach and the M'olah L'Yerdu applies? Or it's not as if it's on the Mizbeach and I'm also Terid, it must be brought down. The Gemara seeks to prove that Avram Mizbeach k'mizbeach dami from our Mishnah, which states, K'shem Shemizbeach Mekadesh, Kach Kevesh Mekadesh. The Mizbeach's ramp also sanctifies carbonas. Now, if we would say Avram Mizbeach lav k'mizbeach dami, Heichem Masik Lein Mekevesh L'Mizbeach Habalei Yared. When the carbon is then picked up from the kevesh to be brought onto the mizbeach, it is only in the airspace of the kevesh and would be considered removed from the mizbeach and it may not be returned onto the mizbeach. Clearly, av mizbeach k'mizbeach dami. However, the Gemara rejects this proof because we can say that the Mishnah refers only to a case where denugedly, the kohen drags the carbon from the kevesh onto the mizbeach. And even though av yesh ben kevesh l'mizbeach, there was a small gap of airspace between the kevesh and the mizbeach. However, rubay l'kevesh k'kevesh, rubay l'mizbeach k'mizbeach. Most of the limb maintains contact with either the kevesh or the mizbeach. After bringing additional proofs and rejecting them, the Gemara concludes, Teiku, leaving this question unresolved.